诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛 ，everyone。
上个礼拜有来的请举手。
Please raise your hands if you're here last week。
有些人上礼拜没来啊。上礼拜讲个故事给大家听，是什么故事呢？记得吗
？Do you still remember the story that I shared in the end last week？
叫什么名字啊？
What's the name of it?
叫三生石的故事。主角是圆泽法师哦。
It's a story about the master 圆泽。
一开始先做一些补充，因为这个故事也很久没讲了，所以漏掉很多。其中他的这个好朋友叫李圆，就是源头的圆，跟他一起要去朝圣叫李圆。
So first of all, I would like to make some corrections because I hadn't had a chance to talk about the story for a long time. So I need to make some corrections. First of all, in Master Yuan Zi's story, his long-term friend, the name of his long-term friend is called Yuan Zi. Oh, sorry, Li Yuan.
因为这个李元他的父亲做官，后来死。他的死是因为是有冤屈的哦，大概是，所以然后他就是被大概流落到民间去做人家的奴仆啊，到后来就被他父亲的故旧找到了哦。那他家里已经怎么样，把他捐给这个叫捐给做寺院的叫慧林寺，恩惠的慧，双木林，慧林寺。
So what happened to Li Yuan was his father actually was a government official, but was wronged by the emperor. So he had to stay at his father's friend's place. So his household was donated to Huiming Temple.
所以他后来被找到了之后，他就会跑到他的故旧，故居就是这个慧林寺，就跟这个圆泽禅师认识，两个人一见如故，成为好朋友。
Okay, so Li Yuan was later found by his father's friends, so he returned to his old household place, which then became Huiming Temple. That's how he got to know Master 圆泽。
那他后来为什么叫三生石？就是这个圆泽禅师他往生之后投胎到那个富人家里，其实没几年他就又死掉了，又往生了，所以才会跟他约说13年后到这个四川的这个叫做天一个天竺寺的地方。
Okay, so, So the name of the story of Master Yuan Zi is called Three Lifetimes. Why is that? Why did we say three lifetimes? Because after Master Yuan Zi was born into that woman's household, he died at a young age again. So he went to rebirth again.
所以他在短短13年当中已经到第三次了。所以叫三生石，这故事的名字。
So within 13 years, Master Yuan Zi had been reborn twice. So he had lived three lifetimes. That's why the name of his story is called Three Lifetimes.
这个过程当中，这个李元有跟这个禅师说，既然你前面可以不去投胎，你现在你可以选择不去投胎啊。假如说那你就不要去投胎吧。
So Li Yuan said, since you can choose not to go to rebirth, why don't you just try to do that?
但是这个禅师就说还是没办法，碰到了这个定业难转，还是要去投胎。
But Master Yuan Zi said, well, it's hard to change the it's hard to change the karma once you encounter that condition. Once the conditions ripen, you just have to go.
当然佛法讲定业难转，但是有因缘还是可以转的。
Even though the Buddha Dhamma says it's hard to change your fixed karma, but if the causes and the conditions are right, you can still do something about it.
好，如果说他有听到这个往生净土的法门，又可以趁愿再来，好，我想他就不用那么辛苦了。
If Master Yuanzi had heard about the Pure Land method, he didn't have to go through all this, and he could come back with his vows.
好，这个是做个补充了啊，这个我们就要开始今天的内容。
Okay, so that's about the story that I told last time. Now we're going to begin today's talk.
我们上次这章有讲没讲？提了哦。
Yes. Have you talked about this slide? Yes.
其实这章就是我们要往生西方极乐世界，就是这个净业三福。好，这个是在《观无量寿经》里面提的。
So if we want to go to the Pure Land,we need to cultivate three blessings, and this is mentioned in the contemplation of the infinite life sutra.
好，这些都是我们平常做人基本要奉行的法则。
Those are all basic conducts that we need to do.
所以大家一定要好好的遵守哦。那我们现在合掌把这三条哦。把它念一遍，好，大家好好的记忆一下。好
，Okay. So please join in palms and let's recite and try to memorize it.
好，欲生彼国者，好，当修三福。好，第一，孝养父母，奉事师长，慈心不杀，修十善业。
二者。受持三规，具足众戒，不犯威仪。
三者发菩提心，深信因果，读诵大圣，劝进行者。好，这样子三条其实难不难？
Is it hard to obey, to try to carry out these threerules?
难不难？不能说难哦，应该说很容易，因为这就是我们一个做人基本要做的内容。好，所以你认为它不难，有心的话就不难。好，那你要是没心，再容易的事情你也做不了。
Well, is it hard? Some people say it's hard, but let's not try to think it's hard, because if you are determined to implement it, it won't be too hard for you.
提到这个刚好想到一个公案，好，就是这个鸟巢禅师的公案，好，顺便跟大家说一下。
Well, I would like to share a story of Master 鸟巢。
那个鸟的巢，那个鸟巢。
Okay.
因为他打坐的时候在树上打坐，好，因为为了要精进啊，在树上打坐怕掉下来啊，掉下来就很危险了、啊，所以有个外号叫鸟巢禅师啊。
So the master 鸟巢，鸟巢 in Chinese means bird nestling on the tree because.This master used to meditate on the tree, above the tree. So, and he was so concentrated that he wouldn't fall off the tree.
他有个好朋友就是很有名的白居易先生。
So he has a good friend, which is a famous poet that we all know, that 白居易。
好，他有学佛。有一天他就问这个 禅师，请您很简单的用几句话来跟我解释佛法。
So, Bai Juyi is also interested in Buddha Dharma, so he asked Master Niao Chao, could you tell me in a few words, about the Buddha Dharma?
而且这是佛，要是佛法的重点。
And it has to be the essence of Buddha Dharma.
那这个禅师就回答他说：“诸恶莫作，然后呢，众善奉行。好，诸恶莫作，众善奉行。”
So Master replied to Bai Juyi said, "Well, that should be refrain from doing all evil deeds and carry out all good deeds."
这个白居易听得很不满意，他认为禅师是在敷衍他，讲的那么简单的佛法，在骗小孩子。
白居易 was not pleased with Master's answer because he thought that's just too simple. It's just so he doesn't believe that's the real essence of the Buddha Dharma.
禅师就回答他说：“道理很简单，可是呢。”虽然三岁的小孩子都听得懂，八十岁的老翁都还做不到。
So the master further explained, even though it sounds quite simple, that even a three-year-old child might, understand it, but in order to really implement those rules are not easy at all. Even an elder of age 80 may not be able to accomplish this.
念佛简不简单
？So, chanting Buddha's name is that simple?
简不简单
？Yes, it is.
要精进难不难
？Is it hard to be really diligent in that?
把这句佛号时时刻刻抱在你的心中，难不难
？Is it hard that always stick to this method?
其实不难，就看你有没有心。好，有心就不难，没心的话，哎呀，太难了。
Well, actually, it's not that hard. It really depends on how determined you are and whether you really want to do this.
大家要不要有心啊？这句佛号帮助自己。
Do you really want to do this?
解除一切的苦难。
Do you want to use this recitation of Buddha's name to relieve all vexations?
包括我们的生死。
Including the basic suffering of birth and death.
这句简单的佛号，你能够抱住它的话，就可靠了。好。
If you can hold on to this recitation of Buddha's name, you'll be good.
重点在要有心。
The most important thing that is you really have to be determined. You really want to do this.
有心的话，再难的事情你都做得到。
Well, just like English saying, where there's a will, there's a way. So if you really want to do this, you will be able to do it.
好，日本的一个很有名的企业家叫松下幸之助，哈。他就有一句名言，他说：“你如果要上二楼，好，我们在一楼。如果你想上去的话，有心要上二的话，你会想种种的办法达到目的。如果你只是想啊试试看好了哦，没有非上去不可，那你铁定就上不了。”
So there's a famous Japanese businessman called Songxia Xingzi used to said, if you're on the first floor and you want to go to the second floor, and you're really determined to go there, you will find all kinds of ways to get on the second floor. But if you're just saying, say, well, I may give it a try, but if you take it very casually, you may not get there.
所以这句佛号是我们救命的，应该说救命的舟航，救命的船筏。好，我们只要有心，就能够把它好好的念在自己的心中。
So the method of recitation Buddha's name is really a life-saving method that we have to hold on to it and keep in mind all the time.
好，请大家要把心发一发，不只是为利己，也要为利益一切的众生。
So please give rise to the aspiration and make vows not just for yourself but also on behalf of all sentient beings.
好，我们就开始来往下走。今天我们要从信愿行来开始，三资粮。
So let's move on to the next topic. Today we're going to talk about the faith, vow, and practice.
念佛法门的三个条件就是信愿行。
So the three conditions for the three conditions to practice the chanting method is faith, vows, and practice.
也是我们要往生净土的三资粮。
It's also the three necessary merits that we can go to the pure land.
就像一个鼎的三只脚，缺一个都不行。
These three conditions are like three the cornerstone of the triangles. You cannot go there lacking any one of them.
这三个条件我们都能够具足的话呢，就万修万人去。
So if you have all three of these conditions, anyone can go to the Pure Land.
好，信呢，尤其我们这个念佛法门，特别的重视，特别的，一定要有这个信心。
First, we want to talk about faith. Faith is particularly emphasized in the Pure Land method. And you have to have great faith in it.
如果你的信心没有或不切的话呢，你的愿心就发不出来。
If you don't have enough faith in the method, it's very hard for you to make vows or give a rise to aspiration.
好，那这个愿呢，愿发不出来的话呢，你就没办法导行，无愿，你没有愿的话，你不会想去做，所以你就会停在原处。
So if you don't give rise to aspiration or you don't make vows, you don't have enough motivation to practice. So you will just be where you are.
所以在华严经就说到信为道源功德母。道源就是修行的最重要的这个开始。
So in the Flower Garland Sutra, it mentioned the faith is a very, very basic origins of your practice.
那诸位对净土法门有信心吗？
So do you have faith in this method?
真的有哦。
Yes.
不是人云亦云哦。
So you truly have to have great faith in it, not just say it because other people...are saying it.
师父以这个偶益大师的这个六信来说明，信智、信他、信因果，还有信事理。
So Master Shen Yan further expounded on the Pure Land method by using Master O Yi's six beliefs. So it's...
信自己就是说相信自己呢适合修这个法门，是跟我有缘的，可以修。
So first you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's the the Pure Land method, the chanting method is suitable to you.
那信他就是相信佛所说的是可靠的，佛不诳语，佛说的是真实语。
So second, you have to believe the Shakyamuni Buddha. Everything that Shakyamuni Buddha said is absolutely reliable and you can trust on it. And because Shakyamuni Buddha will not lie.
再来相信师父所教导的方法。
And also you should have faith in Master Shen Yan's teaching method.
也相信说有个阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的佛国净土。
And you also believe there is a Pure Land ultimate bliss of Amitabha Buddha, Pure Land.
也要相信说这个念佛法门就是最好的法门。
You also need to have faith in this chanting method and believe that this is the best method.
那信因信果呢？好，这两个就是说对因果相信，因为念佛的功夫其实就是因。好，念佛是因，那最后呢，得生净土就是果。好
，The third and the fourth are beliefs in the cause and beliefs in the effects. So the chanting practice is a cause, and reborn in the Pure Land is effect, is a consequence.
那不只是只有得生净土，其实它最后其实是成佛的果。
Actually, the fruition, the result is not just to reborn in the Pure Land. Actually, it's the final result is the Buddhahood.
然后相信事跟理。
The last two beliefs are, believe the method and believe the views.
是就是指我们修行的这个功夫，好，在念佛的这件事情的上面，好，这属于是的部分。
Sorry, I think it's better to translate to believe in your effort. So believe in your effort means you recite Buddha's names wholeheartedly, single-mindedly. And you should have faith in your own effort.
所以我们能够一心念佛就叫做誓持，持戒的持。
So, if you can recite Buddha's name wholeheartedly, single-mindedly, you have faith in your effort.
那理呢，就是更高一层的，就说它是一种这个真理，就说众生跟所有的诸佛一样都有佛性。
And the last,
我们将来都可以成佛。
Sorry. And the last one is have faith in the ultimate truth, that is all sentient beings all have the Buddha nature.
所以我们念佛能达到事一心不乱跟理一心不乱，好，这样的层次。
So eventually, if you can reach the level of recitation of Buddha's name single-mindedly and also realize the ultimate truth that all sentient beings have the same Buddha nature,
一心不乱，是一心不乱能够达到的话，就可以保证你这辈子要往生西方没有问题。
So if you can reach the level of reciting Buddha's name single-mindedly without vexations, you're guaranteed to go to the Pure Land.
如果能进一步达到你一心不乱的话，那就等于我们禅修者已经明心见性，已经开悟的。
And further, if you can reach the level of realization that realize the ultimate truth that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature by chanting, then you are equivalent to equivalent to the chan practitioner. It's equivalent to seeing the nature.
如果念佛能达到理一心不乱的话，那也就是我们禅修者就是禅定成就等同。
So the achievement in recitation of Buddha's names single-mindedly is equivalent to a Chan practitioner, sort of Chan samadhi.
但是要靠自力达到明心见性开悟，容易吗？
But is it hard to is it hard to practice to see the nature by Chan method?
大家有没有把握？
Are you confident in doing that?
这辈子开悟见性有把握的请举手一下。
Please raise hand if you believe you will be able to see the nature.
不要客气哦。
Don't be too modest.
那大家都没信心哦。那就要好好念佛哦。哦，起码能四因习不乱，哎，要理一心不乱应该容易啦。哦，其实这个实在常常听到，这个念佛的时间并不是很长，哦，他就能够这个四因习不乱，甚至哎理一心不乱。哦，
So no one raised a hand, so I assume that everyone thinks it's hard. That's why we have to, you know, stick with the chanting method and at least if you can't reach the level of realization of the ultimate truth of the all, you know, sentient beings have the same Buddha nature, at least you can recite Buddha's name single-mindedly. That's actually can be achieved in a short time period.
那你喜欢禅修也无妨，但是要记得将这份禅修的功德一定要怎么样，要回向。回向最后也往生西方极乐世界。
But if you like practice Chan methods like sitting meditation, it's okay too. As long as you transfer all merits to going to the pure land, that's fine too.
这样我们修行就不会落空。
So by doing this, our practice can be very effective and won't let you down.
好，我们再往下看。好，愿，
okay.
发愿往生西方净土，发愿成佛。
So the second condition is vow, and you have to make vows to go into the Western Pure Land.
诸位菩萨发愿了没有啊？
So have you made the vows yet?
有些新来的不知道发愿了没有。
I'm not sure, some newcomers whether all of you have made vows.
愿是随时可以发的。
You can make vows at any time.
发愿往生西方净土，发愿成佛，它不是为了自己。
So making vows to go to the Western Pure Land and making vows to become Buddha is not just for self.
而是下面这边所说的发愿未来能够庄严国土成熟众生成就了得不退转在倒驾慈航来我们这个娑婆世界来普度众生行菩萨道。
So making vows is really for the future that you can glorify the pure lands and help all sentient beings.And when you have certain achievements, you can come to help and save sentient beings.
所以为了我们的未来一定要时时发愿，好，这个信心要坚定。
So for our futures, we have to be determined and make vows.
而且要依着我们的愿来行，好，依愿而行。
And you have to align your practice with your vows.
如果能够依愿而行的话，就是愿无虚发。
So if you can really accord your practice, your actions to your vows, then all your vows can be realized. It's not empty.
愿无虚发的下一句是什么？还记得吗？记得的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you remember the next line to the no vow is made in vain.
好，愿无虚发，然后呢？没有人记得啊。
No one remembered?
愿无虚发，就有愿必成啊。
So the next line is, all of your vows, every vow will be realized.
要常常把这两句话挂在心头。
You should try to remember these two lines and keep them in heart.
愿不要虚发，然后我们有什么愿，最后一定能够心想事成。
Don't make vows but not doing it, like making vows in vain, and then each of your vows will be realized.
好，再往下，行的部分。
So the third condition is practice action.
行就是我们念佛的功夫。
So action, practice refers to our recitation of Buddha's names.
除了平时要将这一句的佛号念着，直到能够念到一心不乱。
So, every day you should recite Buddha's name and keep that in mind and recite to the degree that you can recite single-mindedly.
虽然我们想到说最高的是理一心不乱，但最起码你这辈子的事一心不乱一定要达到。
Even though we say the highest level is really realizing the ultimate truth by chanting, but as long as you can recite Buddha's name single-mindedly, that's good enough. That's also good.
这样才可以保证我这辈子圆满了，生命圆满了，我可以往生极乐世界。
At least it's a good result for this lifetime that, and then you can reborn in the Pure Land.
才不会再搞六道轮回。
And so you won't fall into the six realms of cyclic being.
你再来是乘愿而来的菩萨。
And next time when you show up in the six realms, you will become a Bodhisattva and coming by vows.
那平常呢就是要这个兼修各种的慈悲福德的善业，就是种种的好事，刚刚说的诸善奉行。
And you also need to practice all good deeds and cultivate all kinds of blessings and virtues.
哎呀，能够落实日行一善啊，好，最起码日行一善。
So at least you should try to practice doing one good deed every day.
这辈子要日行一善容易吗？
Is it hard to practice one good deed daily?
有困难的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think it's hard.
有没有觉得日行一善很困难？有困难？没困难哦，真的没困难。
It's not hard.
你一天能够礼佛一百拜，就是一个善了。哦，这个莲池大师的这个是什么？他这个行善的叫功过格吧，哈，他就一天礼佛一百拜，就是日行一善。
Actually, it's not that hard. For example, if you can prostrate 100 times per day, that can be counted as one good deed.
在路上看到这个纸屑捡起来，也是日行一善啦。
And if you see litter and you picked it up, that can be counted as practice daily good deeds.
如果这个字，这个纸屑里面有字，有一百个字，就是算一个善了。
And if the literary pickup has 100 words in it, it can be counted as one good deed.
哇，那捡一张报纸，这个善有多少啊？
So if you pick up a piece of newspaper, how many good deeds you have conducted per day?
哦，那功德无量哦。
So you have probably accumulate a lot of merits.
因为这个智是智慧的代表，很重要。那个智？智。文字。
Oh, because why do I say that? Because words is a representative of wisdom. That's why it's very important.
佛说的法靠这文字流传下来。
And Buddha Dhamma get to hand it down to us by words.
好，让我们能够有佛法的修行。
So we can have this practice today.
开智慧了生死。
And eventually we will obtain the ultimate wisdom and be able to cut off the cyclic birth and death.
度众生成佛道。
And also help all sentient beings and eventually reach Buddhahood.
没有文字没办法。
So without words, we wouldn't be able to do any of this.
好，如果说你乱丢纸屑的话，就日行怎么样？一二，好。
So if you throw papers everywhere, then that would be counted as one evil deed in a day.
若这个纸屑里面有字的话呢，有十个字就算一个恶。
And if the piece of paper is throwing around has 10 words, then it counts as one evil deed.
那这罪过可能大了啊。
So it's pretty bad offense that you have committed.
我想，这样的原因就是希望我们怎么样，就是止恶，好，就说这个恶不要做，做了这个业是很重的，好，防就是预防，好，胜于治疗的意思。
So the essence is to refrain from commit any bad deeds because the consequences is really bad.
如果说大家有这种，好，不要说捡纸屑啦，看到这个路上有这个脏东西捡起来，好，让你所见到的，其实它就是你的净土，让你的净土是干干净净的。
So if you pick up garbage on the street, and everything you see is just like your Pure Land.
哎，刚看到我们这个四周的马路上都很多的纸屑啊，什么哈，垃圾，常常会看到。
So you see this neighborhood, there's a lot of garbage.
那我们都随手把它捡起来，好，丢到垃圾箱里面。
And as long as we see them, we will just pick them up and throw in the garbage bin.
那就是在成就你自己的净土了。
And that actually is helping yourself to purify the, you know, to build the pure land.
还有广结善缘，广度众生，来修福德。
And also you should reach out to all sentient beings, make good affinities with them.And also help all kinds of sentient beings try to cultivate blessings and virtues.
其实不用花钱，他就可以做得到的。怎么做呢？
Actually, you don't need to spend money to achieve all this. So how should we do it?
就是将我们自己每天所念的佛，所随缘行善，的这些功德。念念回向一切苦难的众生。
So actually, we can just transfer merits of our the merits that we accumulate by chanting Buddha's names, or all kinds of good deeds. By transferring all these good merits to all sentient beings, you are actually make good affinities with all sentient beings.
好，让一切苦难众生能够离苦得乐，能够得生净土， 其实就是在广结善缘呢。
So if you transfer all of your merits from your practice and transfer them to all sentient beings who are suffering and wish that they are away from the suffering and also wish them to be born in the pure land, by doing that, you are actually making affinities with sentient beings.
也就是修行不为自求，其实就是在行菩萨道了。
That's why we say practice is not just for self. Actually, it's also the practice of the Bodhisattva path.
好，接下来，要怎么行呢？好，善导大师在《观无量寿经》里面，他自己所写的《观经》书里面就提到说，正行哈，这个修行有正行跟杂行的一个分别。
So let's take a deep dive. How should we do it? How should we practice? So Master Shen Dao in his own works mentioned there are two categories. One is focused practice and the other one is broad practice.
好，我们在下面用这个表来说明哈，正行跟杂行。正行就是重点。最纯的最专一的修行的方法。
So I'll show you the differences of the two categories by using a chart. And focused practice is the most important practice, is the pure practice, the concentrated practice.
其中一心专称念弥陀的名号叫做昌明的正行。
So among the five focused practice, recitation of Amitabha Buddha's name is called the most important focused practice.
所以他把它称作正定业。
So it is called the most important practice in the focused practice.
其他的虽然也是跟这个净土都是息息相关，但他都把它归为住业，就是住行。
So the other four practices in the focused practice, even though they are also very important, compared to chanting Amitabha Buddha's name, they are counted as preparatory practice.
大家不晓得是不是愿意舍凡呢就简一心念佛，大家愿不愿意啊？
So I don't know if you're willing to just use the simplest most effective way that which is just chanting Amitabha Buddha's name.
有人频频点头，我看不尽然哦。
I see some people are nodding.
因为众生的习气都是很喜欢越多越好。
But I think maybe not that simple because the habitual tendency of all sentient beings are we like more, the more the better.
其实这是因为信心不足。
The reason we like more is actually a lack of confidence.
所以呢，我建议可以多一个礼拜正行。好，上面这个礼拜正行。
So I would suggest that you would add one more ancillary practice, which is prostration to Amitabha Buddha.
因为礼拜是一个很，也是一个很重要的修行方法，让我们健康，让我们身心开阔，让我们。快速的消业。
Because prostrations to Amitabha Buddha is also an important practice which can help you improve your health, can calm your mind, and also purify your mind.
因为在拜佛的时候，其实也是在忏悔。 它有忏悔的功能。
Because when you prostrate, you are actually also repenting. So it has a function of repentance.
若我们常常知道忏悔的话，也消得比较快，那修行就容易得力。
And if you can repent often, your bad karmic obstructions will be removed quickly. So it will be very helpful for your practice.
当你在礼拜的时候呢，你还是一句佛号从头念到尾，并不冲突。
And also, when you prostrate, you can still recite Buddha's name. There's no conflict. It's not conflicting.
所以只要我们有信心，一心念佛，好，然后一心拜佛，我想这两者加起来就万无一失了。
So in my opinion, I think as long as you have faith in the method of recitation of Buddha's names and also prostration to the Amitabha Buddha at the same time, this is probably the safest method practice.
但很重要的要时时发愿哦，好，想到就说其实我做这些动作，这些修行的质量都是要念念要导归极乐的。
But the most important thing is you need to make vows every minute, thought by thought.That you are doing all this because you want to go to the Pure Land. Every thought you need to tie back to your vow.
经常想到西方是我的故乡，我要回去，还希望所有苦难众生都能够回去。
You should contemplate that the Western Pure Land is your hometown and you want to return there. And you also wish all sentient beings can return there.
这样跟菩萨道才能够相应。
Then your practice will be in accordance with the Bodhisattva practice.
那其他的杂行，看我们就不用说了啦、哦。
So we're not going to expound in too much on the other general practice.
好，我们再往下看。
So we'll continue.
念佛的方法。
We'll continue to talk about the specific method of chanting Buddha's name.
在讲这个念佛的方法之前，还有个公案呢，要跟大家来介绍一下。
So, before going to this topic, I would like to share with you a story.
刚刚说到这个正行，一心念佛，这个正行大家其实信心不是很具足，为了增长大家信心，特别说这个公案跟大家分享。
As I mentioned previously, because sentient beings are habitually don't have enough confidence, faith in the method, that's why I want to share the story with you.
就是我们有一位护法，他其实他是在苗栗，台湾的苗栗，是真的。是有这样一件事情，有天跟他见面，就谈到这个修行的问题，他就跟我说，他现在就是可以不要诵经了，然后他觉得他怎么样，他可以，就说他就是不一定要念佛了，是随缘，但他。可以来看经典了，而且这经典呢，一看就看得懂。
So there is a Dharma protector, who of course volunteered a lot in our Shifu's places. So he lives in Miaoli in Taiwan, and one day we met and had a chat, and he mentioned that he no longer.Need to recite Buddha's names anymore. And he noticed he can read all kinds of sutras or Buddhist texts now. And he can actually understand them.
他说我现在来看楞严经啊，看什么圆觉经啊，他都可以， 可以感觉到，他懂得佛说的意思。
So he shared, now if he reads, the Sharagama Sutra, the Complete Enlightenment Sutra, he actually can understand what the Buddha trying to say.
而且我们知道喜欢禅修的人都会去看什么五灯会员啊，好，这些禅宗的大德写的这些著作，其实内容都是非常的艰涩，都是文言文，这没有什么修养哦，文学修养哦，其实是看不懂的。
And we all know that Chan practitioners especially like to read hard Buddhist texts written by great masters. And because those texts, those works are written in classic Chinese, so actually if you're not well educated in Chinese classics, maybe it is very hard to read.
他一拿来看，他就觉得他能够觉得，他可以理解里面的所说的意思。
And that Dharma protector that I was talking to, he can take a look at all the works and saying that he can understand all of them.
那这位菩萨他只是一个家庭主妇而已，好，每天要煮三餐，好，要做家事，但他是一心念佛。
Sorry, so I need to make a correction. This is a woman, actually, so it should be she. She actually is just a housewife, so she doesn't really have a, you know, receive good and higher education in Chinese classics. And every day she still needs to do all the house chores, which means she doesn't have time to improve her Chinese, reading Chinese classics ability, I assume. But still, she can understand.
不过她有加诵无量寿经。
But she actually adds recitation of the Infinite Life Sutra.
所谓一门通，然后呢就门门通。
So her story tells us that once you reach certain level by following one particular Dharma method, actually you can understand all the rest methods.
把这一句佛号念通了，把这一部经读通了，其实一通百通。
So if you can well master one practice, one method, and understand one sutra, you can actually understand all sutras and understand all kinds of other practices.
好，这是事实发生的事情，好，跟诸位菩萨分享。
And this is a true life story, and I want to share with you to encourage you.
好，大家一定要有信心，好好的一门深入，然后长时间的来熏修，你总有通的一天。
So I want to encourage you that give rise to great faith in this method.And keep practicing and go deeper and deeper. And one day you will reach certain level and you will be able to achieve some results.
哪怕这辈子到我往生都没通，有没有关系啊？
So is that okay if I tried all my lifetime, but I still didn't achieve great results in this lifetime? And I'm about to die, is that okay?
有没有关系？
Does it matter?
没关系。
No, it doesn't.
但一定要往生极乐世界。
But you have to make sure that you will be reborn in the Pure Land.
你到极乐世界就怎么样？花开见佛，你就开悟啦。好，何愁啊？见就叫花开见佛，但得见弥陀，何愁不开悟？
Why do I say so? Why do I say it doesn't matter? Even though you didn't achieve any great results in this lifetime, as long as you were born in the Pure Land, it's still okay. Because once you're born in the Pure Land, you get a chance to see Amitabha Buddha, and you will get enlightened there.
到那边，你的修行很快就开悟了啦。 所以这辈子没开悟都没关系，好，以后我们也会跟再把师父的鼓励再给大家分享。
So once we get to the pure land, you will become enlightened very soon. And I will share with you about 师父's encouragement later.
所以往生西方势在必行。
So you have to be determined to go to the Western Pure Land.
好，接下来念佛的方法。好，念佛的好，一般念佛也是在修定。好，我们说念佛三昧，它的修法呢有四个层次。
So there are four layers, four levels of chanting Buddha's names, and chanting is also considered as practicing samadhi.
那其实最重要的、最简单的，当生能够成就的，就是称名念佛。
And among the four levels, the most important, the simplest one is the first one that recitation of Buddha's names.
所以我们念佛要生生句句念念相续，口宣佛号，心也是系在佛号上面。
So when you are chanting Buddha's name, you chant one name, you chant name after name, thought after thought in continuum. And when you're chanting, your mouth is chanting, but your mind is also in that Buddha's name.
那观相念佛呢，就是观佛的相好。观到什么程度呢？观到这个非常的清楚，连这个佛的这个毛细孔啊，哦，那个汗毛你都看得很清楚，都看到透明了。
And the second method is chanting and also visualizing the Amitabha Buddha. So when you chant, you also visualize Amitabha Buddha's body with 33 great physical characteristics. You visualize in great details to the degree, to the level that you can see all his pores so clearly.
就是因为观到功夫很定的时候，你才有这样的能力。
You can only, the visualization can be only successful when you have your mind is pretty settled, very calm, and when kind of reach certain samadhi, then you will be able to carry out such visualization.
好，观想念佛就是念念就想着哈，这个佛国净土那边的环境，好，跟那边诸佛的庄严，好。
And the third one is chanting while thinking about all the magnificence of Pure Land.
那也不是很好观呐，哈。
It's also not easy to thinking or imagine all the, you know, beautiful, the magnificence of Pure Land.
那再来实相念佛啊，就更不容易了。
The last one is even harder.
这个下面我们看师父怎么说哈。好，他说一般凡夫最好是从称佛念名开始啦，好，就是我们啊，是最方便、最好的、最稳当的一个方法，称名念佛。
So the last one is reciting Buddha's name, and also at the same time, realizing the ultimate truth, and this is the hardest. So what Shifu recommended is we should start with the easiest one, which is just reciting Buddha's names.
那最高的第四层次的实相念佛呢，就相当于禅宗的明心见性了。好，所以要怎么达到呢？他必须消业除障，好，然后身心安适，好，已经不生人我烦恼的时候， 他才有办法修持。
So we have to start with the easiest one and gradually going up. But the last one, recitation of Buddha's name and realizing the ultimate truth is the hardest. You have to have certain condition to be able to do that. And that at that level, it's equivalent to seeing the nature in Chan practice. So you have to first remove karmic obstacles and make sure your mind and body are already settled. Then you can reach that level.
在修行当中要身心安适应该还算容易啦。好，但是要我们消业，一切的业消障除了，而且不生人我烦恼，就不容易了。好。
So at the fourth level, make sure your body and the mind are settled, are at ease, maybe not that difficult, but make sure you already remove all the heavy karmic obstructions and do not give rise to vexations. Those are not easy.
所以不管如何，我们的障还是要消，好，业还是要消。那如何消业除障呢？哎，就是称名念佛、礼拜、忏悔，还有发菩提心，是最好的方法。
Regardless, we still need to try our best to remove karmic obstructions. And how do we do that? Recite Buddha's names, prostrate, repent, and give rise to Bodhi mind. And those are the best, most effective ways.
那平常口中心中常念佛，好，每天定一个功课，礼佛多少拜，在拜的时候呢，也是一方面拜一方面念佛，然后呢，哎，你在拜佛同时，其实就具有忏悔的功能了。再加上怎么样，要发广大菩提心啊，好，菩提心就是利益众生的心，要度众生离苦得乐的心。
So, you should make a plan for yourself, or give yourself some homework, fixed homework every day. For example, to prostrate while you chant. And when you prostrate, it also has the effect of repentance. And at the same time, you also give rise to the Bodhi mind that you want to help all sentient beings.
好，所以大家一定要很有信心，好好的念佛，好，每天定个功课礼拜，好，忏悔发菩提心。
Yes, so please, please have great faith in the method and make a plan for yourself. Do some homework every day to prostrate, repent, and make vows.
好，接下来。哎，持名念佛，好，这是最重要的持名念佛，来跟大家说明。我们的莲池大师，他一生都强调要修念佛三昧。
Okay, so I want to go to more details about recitation of Buddha's names because this is most important method. And Master Lian Chi, all his life he has been practicing chanting Buddha's names in a particular way called 念佛三昧. That practice that 念佛三昧, which means you can sit, you can lie down, you can sleep, you can eat. Can you eat?
要吃饭哦。
Yeah, maybe eat.
One. Okay. 哎，这个跟吃饭没关系。它就是一种正定，念佛念到定慧等次，就是定的最高。
它是一种状态是吧？
它的应该说它的念佛后的修行的成就，得到念佛三昧，就像我们得到明心见性一样。
All right, sorry. So I was trying to explain 念佛三昧 in a perspective of practice, but Fashi mentioned, 念佛三昧 here refers to a state of mind, which equivalent to seeing the nature in Chan practice. So in that enforcement stage, you have a certain realization of wisdom and samadhi.
你可能误会是波多三昧啦。
哦，对对 ，right， that's right. So what I was thinking about was 波多三昧。
那我们今天有时间可以先跟大家介绍波多三昧，好，因为我们七月四号有一个念佛禅，其实它就是跟这个波多三昧的修行很类似，所以跟大家介绍，好，大家有缘就来修一下念佛禅。
So actually we will have a chanting retreat, and it's actually very similar to Bodo Sanmei, and if you have time, welcome to come and I'll explain more.
它主要是以精行念佛为主，很适合我们这个时代的人，好，修。
Because it's mainly emphasized on chanting while you're walking, so it's very suitable to modern people.
那偶一大师呢，他也主张念佛三昧，而且他还说这个念佛三昧是宝王三昧，就是三昧之王的意思，最好的。
So Master 偶一 actually also advocates 念佛三昧 to reach that stage, and he believes that's the best 三昧 among all the 三昧。
然后这个善导大师刚刚也我们也介绍过了哈，他把这念佛当作正行中的正定业，好，而且主张就是修这个就好了，念佛就好了。
And in previous slides in that chart, I also mentioned that Master 善导recommends just chanting Buddha's name. It's the most important practice in the focused practice.
那这边就提到我们的广谦老和尚，他的外号叫做水果师，好，他有一段时间都在闭关，好，在深山修行的时候都是只有吃水果，好，不吃其他的五谷杂粮的。
So last one I want to mention, Master 广谦, Master 广谦 is also called the Master of Fruits because there was a certain time period he went to do reclusive retreat in mountains and only eat fruits.
他念佛可以说念到这个，就是以禅宗来讲，就像大悟彻底一样了。好，这个理一心不乱，照理说应该他是达到了。
So his achievement of chanting, he chanted and reached a level of almost like total enlightenment, complete enlightenment, and reached the level of being able to realize the ultimate truth.
他曾经一入定可以入定好久，好几个月，好，就是佛号都不断。
And when he enters samadhi,He can be there for months and just chanting Buddha's names.
所以他一生也是劝人念佛。
So all his lifetimes, he has been advocating practicing Pure Land method.
那他要往生前呢？好，其实他是不认识字的。好，他没有读书。他虽然不认识字，他所讲出来的佛法，好，其实就跟圣严师父是一个博士，好，讲出来的话怎么样，都是相通的。
So Master 广谦 actually is illiterate. He never goes to school, but all the teachings that he shared with people is actually very similar to what our 师父taught us.Our 师父 we know he had a PhD degree.
他往生前他还考验一下他们这些弟子，叫他们带他们，本来带他们一起念佛，他还在那边打木鱼。那后来请他的弟子们说，好，你们都给我送大藏经。
So actually before Master 广谦's passing, heeven tested his disciples and asked them to recite the Buddhist, the great Buddhist canon.
这些弟子也不知道老和尚什么意思，就把大藏经都搬出来了，然后不晓得送哪一，不从哪里送起。
So his disciples were at a loss, were confused, and didn't know which particularly sutra or Buddhist scriptures that the Master Guangqing had in mind. So they just took out all the sutras, all the Buddhist scriptures.
然后就从第一卷开始吧，哈，就开始送。
Since they were at a loss, they don't know which one to start. So they just started from the very beginning, very first one.
后来老和尚忍不住了，就说：“念佛就是总诵大藏经。
”Finally, Master Guangqing said, you guys don't need to do all this because chanting Buddha's name is just like chanting or reciting all Buddhist great Buddhist canon。”
所以他就是在现世哈，在给这些弟子们。做活的教育。
So he was giving his disciples last lesson before his passing.
的确，一句佛号展开来，其实就是整部的三藏十二部经，就是整部的大藏经。
And indeed, chanting Buddha's name, if you expounding on that, you explain on that, you will notice, you will see.Chanting Buddha's name is includes the Buddhist great canon, all 12 sutras.
好，接下来呢，怎么念呢？他可以出声念，好，把佛号念出声音。
So how to recite Buddha's names? You can recite it loudly.
耳朵听，然后我们的心就专注在佛号的上面。
When you recite Buddha's name loud, your ear hears the sound, and your mind is focused on Buddha's names.
你自修的时候自己念，就听自己的声音。
So when you practice alone, then you hear your own voice.
那呼吸是自然，好，不需要特别的配合呼吸。
And you should just breathe naturally. There's no need to accord your breath with chanting.
好，眼睛要开要闭都可以。
You can open your eyes or close your eyes. It's up to you.
当然你在进行念佛就不能闭眼睛了。好。
Of course, if you're doing the chanting while walking, you can't close your eyes.
闭眼睛就很可能就不知道跑到哪里去了。好。
If you close your eyes, you don't know where you go.
而且在念佛出声音，它是用丹田来念，而不是用喉咙在喊，这样喉咙很快就会沙哑，甚至受伤。
And when you chant, you just use your throat. The voice doesn't just come through throat, because if you do so, you will get very tired easily. You should have the voice.Coming from your 丹田。
如果你的声音发得对，用丹田念，哪怕一天念24小时，你也不会累，不会沙哑。
If you are able to chant correctly, use the right voice, even though you chant 24 hours a day, you won't lose your voice.
而且越念越欢喜。越念啊，这个甘露水都不断的一直涌出来。
And the more you chant, the more joyful you will feel, and the more saliva actually you will have.
那在共修的时候呢，就要听大众的声音，把自己的声音合在大众当中。
And if you practice chanting with others,Then you should try to merge your voice into others and just hear the entire voice of the group.
好，包括这个声调都要一致，好，不能自己念自己的。
Including the tones should be harmonious. Don't just chant your own way.
这样子就会很摄心，很庄严。
By doing so, your mind can be very easily settled.And you'll be very concentrated, And also the whole atmosphere is very, very concentrating.
那大家修行就很得力了。
And then this will be very effective for everyone's practice.
好，那出生念佛有什么好处呢？
So, what are the strengths of reciting Buddha's name loud?
刚刚大概都说了，用丹田念的话，哇，越念丹田越有力哦，这个呼吸越顺畅，哦，这个气力也越来越大，哦，越念越欢喜。
Just like we mentioned, if you can recite loud by using the voice from Dantian, the more you chant, the more you cultivate the strength of your voice from Dantian, and the more you chant, the more you feel relaxed, calm, and the more strength you will have.
所以要经常高声念佛。
So you should practice recite Buddha's name loud often.
在家里方便高声念佛吗？
Is it convenient or possible to do to recite loud at home?
方便的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you are able to do so at home.
提高一点。
Please raise your hand.
没几个嘞哈。
Not all of us can do that.
那就利用我们念佛共修的时候来到道场，好。有精进修行的时候来这边好好的舒畅的 好好的念一下佛。
So everyone are encouraged and welcome to our place and to practice in groups so you can chant as loud as you want.
大德告诉我们哦，念大声见大佛。念小声见小佛。
So some great masters share with us, the louder, if you chant louder, you'll see a big Buddha. Well, it's not really physically big, maybe higher ranking Buddha. And if you chant quietly yourself, then you'll see a lower ranking Buddha.
啊，你要见大佛还是见小佛啊？
So what type of Buddha you want to see?
当然要见大佛了啊。
Of course we want to see the highest ranking Buddha, right?
好。那还有是默念跟数数念佛。
Okay, so they also recite Buddha's name silently and also recite Buddha's name by counting.
好，念一个佛号，给他数一个数目，好，数到十，然后再从一开始，好，就跟数呼吸一样，但他数的是佛号。
So, reciting and while counting method means when you recite one Buddha's name, then you count one, and from one, you count from one to ten, and then you restart again.
那中间断掉有没有关系啊？
So if you lose track in middle, is that okay? Does that matter?
就再从一开始。
It's okay, we can just restart from very beginning one.
还有很有耐心，好。不断的从一开始，再从一开始。
So you should be very patient and just practice from one. And if you get distracted, you lose count, you just restart from one again.
万一念得太熟悉了，哇，变成机械性的怎么办？那就倒过来数。
What if you chant, you're too familiar with the chanting, and you can just do it mechanically without thinking. What should you do? You should just count reversely from beginning from 10.
那倒过来数比较不顺畅，我们就会强迫自己，好，把心，就不会打妄想了。
Because counting reversely is not so natural, your discursive thoughts won't interrupt it that much because you have to focus actually on counting.
若又倒背如流了，又成绩越是怎么办？
But what if for a while you become very familiar with the counting reversely again, what should you do?
那就可以用双数、偶数的或单数的来数。
Well, then you can chant and count in even numbers or odd numbers.
反正各显神通啦。
Anyway, just use your creativity.
你要想办法让你自己如何把这句佛号清清楚楚的一句接一句的一句的念下去。
As long as you know the goal is just try to recite Buddha's name clearly and mindfully one by one.
好，那如果念到没有妄想、没有杂念了，就不一定要计数了。
So if you practice well, and when do you realize there's no discursive thoughts to interrupt your practice anymore, then you don't need to count.
那我们平常还是需要定一个功课，要有一个数字，每天一定要把它完成。
So for beginners like us, we still need to give ourselves a homework every day.To reach certain number of counting, a certain number of chanting.
就是要训练我们平常你的心是记得念佛的，养成习惯。
That is to remind you of the chanting practice. So eventually the chanting will become your habit.
要把这个佛号熏习，好进入我们的八世田中。
So you need to practice frequently to the degree that the practice itself goes into your eighth consciousness, the eighth consciousness.
那默念的大概都是都在我们在静坐的时候，或者是不能出声音的时候，就用默念的。
So chanting silently, the method of chanting silently is used mostly in sitting or when situations, when times that you can't make sound.
坐在马桶上可不可以念啊？可以念吗？
So, can you chant when you are in the restroom?
有人觉得说那这样对佛很不礼貌。
Some people say it's really disrespectful to Buddha.
放心啦，佛所以是佛，他不会，他没有叫不够不敬。
So don't worry about that. You can still recite when even you're in bathroom, you know, at home, because as Buddha wouldn't care.
你的佛号。不要让它中断，早日修成念佛三昧，这是佛菩萨最喜欢看见的。
So if you keep chanting continuously and never let it be interrupted by other things, that will make Buddha happy.
所以不管在任何时间，在走路，在方便。好，方便就是上洗手间，或者是睡觉还没有睡着的时候，不管做任何事情，一句佛号经常在你心中，好，把它用得非常的熟练。
So anytime, any place you can chant and chant Buddha's names without interruption, and if you can do that even in bathroom, even when you're in the bathroom,
哦，这样就很安全了。
Then that would be really safe.To make sure that you can go to Western Pure Land.
这就像护身符随身携带。
It's just like a protecting charm that you always bring with yourself.
免费的保镖。好。
And it's a free Dharma protector.
常随在侧。
It's a free Dharma protector that is always with you.
好，任何状况发生，这句佛号就脱口而出。
So anything happens to you, immediately will pick up the Buddha's names.
啊，那是最安全和最有保障的方法。
So this is the safest practice.
已经没时间了啊。
So we are running out of the time.
早晨就是这个是给懒人呐，啊，不要说给懒人了，给最忙碌的人，好，的方法。
So, 10 recitations of Buddha's name in the morning. This method is for busy people.
早上一醒来，第一个念头就是念十个念头的佛号。
So in the morning when you wake up, you recite 10 times Buddha's names.
晚上要睡前也记得要念十念的佛号。
And every day before you're going to bed, also remember to chant 10 times Buddha's names.
十念也可以说是十口气啦，或者是十句，我想这个人可以看你的状况而定。好，就说重点在你每天睡前早起都要记得要保持正念。
So 10 times can be explained as 10 breaths or 10 sentences. It's really up to you. But I think the most important thing is once you wake up in the morning, your mind is settled in the chanting.
重点在日行不废，就是不要中断，这样的话就可以产生力量。你命中的时候呢，必得往生。
Of course, the emphasis is on practicing daily, non-stop. And if you can do so, you can perceive in keeping chanting, then when you eventually at the life end, you will definitely be able to reborn in the pure land.
那还要时时发愿哦。好，这个愿很重要，时时发愿。
Of course,Remember to make vows and often because vows are very important.
那平常念佛其实就跟我们刚刚说的差不多了，就是要细念一心，把你环境所看到的人事物都融入在佛号里面。
So, how to chant in daily life, it's just like what we mentioned, you should chant single-mindedly and try to view everything you encounter in people, things, events, all things, try to include everything into the chanting of Buddha's names.
吃饭的时候也是心中念着佛的。
And even when you have meals, you're still chanting silently.
总说一句啦，在行住坐卧，随时随地，一整天都要跟阿弥陀佛相应相系。
So in summary, just try to be with Amitabha Buddha all the time, to be with this recitation of Buddha's name all the time, no matter what you're doing.
好，那这个一佛念佛我们就下次再讲了哦。那也没时间跟大家介绍这个波州三昧，那就下礼拜。那我们7月4号就会有一个念佛禅衣，其实他的修行就跟波州三昧很像。那如果你们有时间，就把时间拨出来好好精进一天。那欢迎大家到这个处去报名一下。
So that's it for today's lecture. And we have, on July 4th, we have the chanting practice, chanting retreat, one day chanting retreat. You're all welcome to register.
好，下礼拜是圆满的哦，圆满也是最重要的，大家要有始，然后呢，有终。
And the next Sunday will be the last talk of this series, so hopefully you will all be able to make it.
好，祝福大家，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。